Levante, David, thanks for sitting down with me today. Now, you may not have known this when you sat down, but this is a weekly segment we do called Dirt Cutter All Access, and I'm pretty sure you're not Dirt Cutter.
No.
So what are you doing here, right? We decided we wanted to switch things up a little bit this week for two reasons. One, all your teammates and coaches in recent weeks have been talking about you a lot, the great season you're having. Thought we should shed some light on that. And also, people are hoping that this defense is about to do a turnaround, started last week like they did last year, and we thought you'd be a great person to talk about that. So, cool? All right, well, let's start with you then. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would you say, first of all, is this one of your best seasons?
No, I don't think so. I'm just, you know, just trying to contribute the best way I can, whether it's making tackles, forcing turnovers, just doing the best I can as a football player, as a teammate, and as a leader. You know, just all about, you know, determination and grit, and that's what I've been trying to do, you know, throughout the season.
Would you say, though, it's a step up from last year, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Huge step up from last year.
So is there a difference? What's the difference?
Feeling way better. Okay. Feeling way better. You know, a lot of people may not know, but, you know, since week one last year, I was not myself at all. You know, off the field things, on the field things, you know, getting accustomed to a new defense. Right. Just trying to, you know, just slowly just learn defense, just trying to fit in and do what I'm supposed to do, doing my job. And, you know, now, you know, I'm 100% healthy. You know, I'm the second year in defense, so I'm very accustomed to what my job is and also what everybody else's job is around me. So it's allowed me to flow faster and play quicker.
You talk about being a leader. You're also the league leader in both forced fumbles and fumble recoveries, which is pretty incredible. Is there a technique to that, especially the forced fumbles? Are you just...
Yeah, it's always a technique, man. It's a method to the madness, man. You know, as a ball carrier, you know, you always know, like, when the ball carrier is going down, they always try to brace themselves before they fall down. So, one of them always come off the ball, and I know that. So, you know, as soon as I get there, you know, I just try to take a shot at the ball if I have that opportunity to, you know, take a shot at it, and, you know, it's been working out great for me.
So you just, it's timing, a lot of it's timing,
it's time.
And you're good at it.
Time.
So I talked to you after the Jets game, which went great, and all the linebackers played phenomenally, and we talked about how the tackling was way better. So how did you get there? How did you guys improve your tackling in a week?
You know, as linebackers, you know, tackling is our game. You know, running and tackling is our game. So as a group, you know, we took it amongst ourselves. You know, all those missed tackles that we had the week before, you know, it's not us. We have to get better. And as a group, you know, we have to lead this defense. We have to lead this team because we play basically two-thirds of the football team, you know, special teams and on defense. So, you know, every time we got, you know, during the week, Coach Duffner worked with us with the open field tackling, all type of tackling, you know, game tackling, whatever it may be. And we worked at it, and we continue to work at it, getting to the football. And it worked out for us on Sunday. And we've just been continuing that because, you know, linebackers, you always, you know, thrive on. They can complete tackles, and that's what we've been trying to do.
You knew coming into this year how good Quan is.
Yeah.
We all know how good you are.
Yeah.
Kendall Beckwith has really had a phenomenal rookie season.
Yes.
And now he's on the field like 75% of the snaps.
Yeah.
So is this already, or can this be the best linebacking core in the league?
It can be. It can be. You know, we got a long way to go, though. We got a long way to go. But we just climbing the ladder, man, climbing the ladder. You know, like we said, you spoke of Quan already. We already know his abilities, what he can do. You know, sideline to sideline guy, hit and run guy, you know, physical guy. And then you add a rookie in Kendall Beckwith who's, you know, hit the ground running, you know, since coming in. You know, he missed OTAs with an injury, but came back ready to go. And he fit in right quite well. And he's been, you know, playing his role really well, man, knowing his job and doing what his assignment is and playing at 100%.
Finally, Levante, you're a team captain. And that's obviously a sign of respect from your teammates, but it's also a responsibility. What does being a team captain mean to you?
Being a team captain to me, man, just, you know, everybody hold you responsible. You know, you got to hold yourself accountable. You got to do what you're supposed to do on the field and off the field. On the field, being on time, you know, I mean, off the field, being on time, being where you're supposed to be at the right time, just making sure everybody do the same thing. And then on the field, you know, doing what you're supposed to do at all times, you know, fitting everything right and making sure everybody's doing the same thing that they're supposed to be doing. And that's how I look at it. You know, just always, you know, showing those guys, you know, backing my talk up with my play.
So, leading by example.
Yeah, leading by example.